It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. This week's edition of Art Hounds is just around the corner, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Vermont is well known for the old standbys, cows, maple syrup, and ice cream, but an effort is underway to promote Vermont's creative potential. In 2011, the legislature established the Office of the Creative Economy with the intention of expanding the local economy to include arts, culture, business, and technology. Lars Torres is the director of the Office of the Creative Economy. I sat down with Torres at the OCE home base in Montpelier to talk about his goals. I first asked Torres to explain why Vermont needs an Office of the Creative Economy.
I think Vermont needs an Office of the Creative Economy, A, because we've got a tremendous amount of creativity here. This is a state that has been innovating for well over a century and a half. That legacy continues today, and what we need to do is help our creatives connect to global markets, for example. So through our global trade office, we can be influencing the connections that our creative industries have to those global markets. At the same time, Vermont is really known for our working landscape, for our tourism and recreation. We're less well known for the power of our innovation. We are the state that can be proud to have designed the Xbox, you know, through JDK Design. We have world-class designers here. We have world-class filmmakers. They could use some promotion, and that really could become part of the story we tell about what Vermont is and what makes Vermont great.
What separates your office from organizations, other state organizations like the Vermont Arts Council and the Vermont Humanities Council?
That's a good question. And at the end of the day, there's going to be a healthy amount of overlap here. I think what separates us is that we are focused on job creation. We're focused on wealth creation. We're focused on really improving the well-being of Vermonters through economic policy that supports the creative economy. I think when you look at what the Arts Council does, you might say that they offer a real focus on the aesthetics, supporting individual artists and their a capacity to create new work, and they're also supporting nonprofit cultural organizations. I think those that provide K through 12 education, exposure to the arts. There's more of an appreciative factor there, whereas I think we need to keep very focused on the economic development proposition.
Can you give us some examples of what you've accomplished so far in the brief history of the Office of Creative Economy?
It's been a really exciting ride. I began in March of 2013. And since then, one of the things we've really tried to do is start telling the stories of Vermonters who are creating and why Vermont is a great place to create. So we've produced 4 videos so far. We have a 5th that's in the cutting room. And what these videos do is they really look at the people, the places where they create, and the processes that underlie their craft or their products. And you can get a look at some of these companies. We have Bluebin, which is the first 3D printing store in Burlington. There's a project called Why We Stay, which is a group of young photographers really trying to document the voices of Vermonters today and why they choose to stay in Vermont. So that's one thing, is really trying to expand the storytelling capacity of this office. Another set of accomplishments has been really to identify some of the high-value activities that happen in Vermont on a yearly basis and find ways to amplify those. So for example, we have down in Dover the Independent Television and Film Festival, ITV Fest. We came on and sponsored them really because they're the first for Vermont industry-facing film festival. It's an opportunity for Vermont filmmakers and Vermont television makers to get their work in front of industry executives and really kind of celebrate the power of their ideas.
And this was an industry gathering that had made its home in California.
That's right. It was in Los Angeles. And they started casting around for a different kind of home that would really express, I think, their values around the independent filmmaker. And so they've chosen Vermont, which is great. And they've now signed a 5-year contract. So they'll be here for 5 years. We have a real opportunity to cultivate and grow this thing. We've certainly worked with Tech Jam as sort of Vermont's largest showcase of both potential employers for young people who are looking to stay in the state and apply their skills, as well as really celebrate the power of ideas that are boiling here in Vermont, whether that's in game development, software design, and hardware manufacturing as well. So we've got behind Tech Jam, and we'd really like to see them thrive. And small initiatives like David Rocchio's Stowe Story Labs, really wanting to create intimate venues where director, writer, filmmakers can encounter producers and really workshop their story ideas and get them to a place where they're really competitive within the marketplace. So those are a few examples.
So what are your essential goals for the coming year?
For the coming year, one of the most important ones is to continue to amplify some of the success that we've seen last year. We saw that we did really well with out-of-state marketing. this year we're going to be looking at in-state marketing and are we getting enough participation here in Vermont? So that'll be one. Looking at the Woodstock Digital Media Festival that happens in October and November of each year, really looking to involve more Vermont companies in that showcase of digital talent. So amplifying some of the successes from last year. Another will be really growing our research agenda. We want to be able to develop some indicators for the health of Vermont's creative economy and then measure that over time. So implementing that research agenda is going to be pretty key. And I think expanding our marketing efforts. We really want to be able to see more stories out there, have a bigger presence at some of the trade shows, whether that's in gaming or what, like PAX East or the Game Developers Conference, or whether that's at other trade shows for software, film, and new media. We'd like to have a bigger presence there. So those will be three of the goals for the year ahead.
All righty. Well, we'll check back in a year from now, see how it went.
All right.
Lars Torres, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure, Neil. Thank you.
Lars Torres is the director of the State Office of the Creative Economy, which is based in Montpelier. For more information, go to vpr.net. And now, Art Hounds with Mary Williams.